Welcome to the Steph and Jen Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things we've seen, heard, or read, to what we did and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, this is Anna.
And this is Ruthie.
And it's the Ruthie and Anna Show.
It's AKA the Girls Show.
Yay! We kicked the boys out.
Yes, our turn. They had all their fun last week. That's our turn.
I know. And I know John Mays is like, it's better without us, but that's just rude.
That's because they didn't have us. That's the only reason why. Because he doesn't even know what he was missing last week.
It's a hit job, you know? Just
exactly.
Takes us down when we're not there. But you know he would not be saying that when we're there.
Exactly. Easy for him to say.
Sorry for my coughing. I'm going to try to mute myself. I am still getting over con crud that I picked up at ALA.
Oh my God.
So thank you, nerds, for getting me sick. It's fine. It's what I deserve.
Were a lot of people coughing around you while you were walking around?
No, I mean, I didn't really notice it. A lot of people were still masked up, so that was good. I think it's just, there's just so many germs, so many people. It's like breathing. Bound to happen. Yeah, so... It doesn't happen a lot. I usually try really good about like prepping, but you know, I haven't been sleeping well. I just haven't been taking care of myself. So it's like bound to happen one way or another. Cause I just didn't do the things I do before a con in order to protect myself.
Yeah, no. And it's like, there's a lot of stuff going on nowadays, like, well, not nowadays, but like the last few weeks, yeah, a lot of people have been getting sick. I mean, I'm still keeping my fingers crossed. I mean, I'm just home, but every time I go outside, I'm just trying to get away from people who are coughing or sneezing.
Yeah,
I don't want to pick up anything.
But anyways, talking about it's rough out there. people had a really rough, what, like 8 hours? Because
well, like 18-ish.
It was 18-ish? Okay, 18-ish.
Maybe 10.
TikTok went dark for about 10 hours.
People went wild.
Oh my God. Like, I was like, I called my mom. I was like, are you okay? Because, you know, she's on TikTok like all the time. But she's like, no, TikTok's back. Yay. But yeah, so TikTok went dark Saturday night.
At the stroke of 12 midnight here on Eastern? Or was it?
I think so.
Like a little bit before?
Because I was like, I'm going to go in and save my videos. And then it said TikTok is already gone. And I was like, oh, well, never mind, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, I went to sleep. And I went, you know, I woke up and everybody's talking about TikTok being gone. Mm-hmm. And then I get, like, this alert from BuzzFeed, like, TikTok is coming back. And so I'm like, wow, that really did not take long. And as I assumed, yeah, you know. A certain someone in a certain position said they're going to bring it back. So that happened.
And you know what's hilarious about this is the disclaimer. It means like his name was all over the thing, right? Like, sorry, TikTok isn't available right now, but we're fortunate that the president has indicated he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok once he takes office. He hasn't even come into office. And then now, like, it's already back. And then there are still, oh, it's a result of the president's efforts. Like, no, the heck it's not. You guys had a backdoor agreement before all of this even started. Mm. Like, come on, who are we kidding here? Really? They're going to make a big fuss about this, you know, shutting down TikTok. And then not even 10 hours go by and it's back just because he's about to be, when is he going to get sworn in? Tomorrow or whenever?
Tomorrow is D-Day.
Tomorrow's D-Day, yeah. So I'm pretty sure they had a deal to like make sure all the content on TikTok would probably only be about him.
What's funny because
who shall not be named?
Right, we do not name him. I feel like it's just a very calculated move.
100%, 1000%. Like,
it's totally a PR stunt, and it worked. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just this had already been planned from the get go. So you know, congrats. TikTok won't be the same anymore, but people have it back. And I know for some people, it was their livelihood. And so I hope that they still can get that earning from TikTok. But I'm also hopeful maybe there's another app that's going to come out that's going to, like, overshadow TikTok.
That's,
you know?
That's not Red Note.
Yeah.
Even some of the reels that I was sending you guys this morning from like people that were just wilding out on Red Note, like how talking about how, I don't know, maybe Red Note would have been good for people because like, who knows, we probably would have all had, would have been forced to learn Mandarin, you know, to, you know, get on this app, which wouldn't have been bad for most Americans because, you know, how most of us only speak, or most Americans at least, you know, only speak one language, if that, you know, like, so. Yeah. Who knows, maybe it would have been a good thing to be able to speak Mandarin as a second language just to get on this app. But of course, they don't want us to be overeducated on anything. That's, I think that's why the ban on TikTok even happened. Because like, I, honestly, like when I look for information, when I look for news, I go on TikTok and do a search. And then that's where I like find out other things and like other people's views and just to figure out, you know, what's true, what's actually happening. So I don't see the same recycled footage on the news and just see something different and hear something different from different accounts.
Yeah.
But well, yeah.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. Actually, it was more funny than anything else.
It was really funny. So tomorrow, I feel like we're going to get more news of what's going to happen, or probably by the end of next week. But until then, you know, it's back and people are obviously happy about it. And it's funny how everybody was doing the goodbye TikTok videos. those are hilarious. And some people spilled secrets, like, you know, oh, I don't know, what was it? Like some influencers were like, I never actually finished the workouts that I'm filming, or I actually don't even drink the coffee that I make for the TikTok. And I'm like, oh, you know, I mean,
yeah, the confessions.
I love the confessions. I love the goodbyes. It's like, oh, and Vitamin C graduation song got popular again. So, yeah. Yay.
Oh my gosh, Vitamin C. On another note, at least I can still go back on TikTok and get that viral TikTok bag that's been going around. I want to see what all the hype is.
Which one?
Did you get it? The bucket bag?
You know, I'm not a big fan of bucket bags.
No, even the small one, it looks bigger than I thought. I thought it was going to be like a cute little purse with like maybe a sling, like an option for a sling strap. But it looks a lot bigger than I thought.
Send a link to me.
I will. I will. We're going to link it here too on the show notes.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, you know what? As of this recording, for everything, just take it as it is, people.
Exactly. I was just gonna say that. Just take us as we are.
If you got a problem, make sure you send it to our producer Albert. Send all complaints, concerns, questions, and suggestions to Albert. Okay, don't send it to us because we don't care.
Yes. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Amen. No, we do. We do. We do care very much about your opinions and suggestions. However, take us as we are. This is the girls show. We are basically having girl talk and just having fun here. We know you guys are going to enjoy it anyway. Come on. You're going to learn a few things while you're on this show.
And I'm sick, so give me a little bit of leeway. Anyways, okay. Okay. And it's the 837th episode of the show. And as of this recording, it's currently 6:21 a.m., January 20th, 2025, in Mumbai, India. And it's time we take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
So, some pretty crazy story happened in India a couple days ago. Bollywood star Saif Ali Khan was attacked in his own home around 2:30 a.m. And
oh my God.
So I was up and I, like, when I was scrolling on Reddit, I see it and I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So there were a lot of details coming in and out, like throughout the morning and stuff. And there were some like misinformation that came out, but ultimately what happened is that someone broke in into their, I believe he lives on like the 11th floor.
Yeah. I'm seeing the article right now. 11th floor apartment? How does one break into an 11th floor apartment? That's impressive.
Yeah. So, you know, heavily guarded, you know, it's the 11th floor. It's from the looks of it, he climbed up through the fire escape. So as of today, they said that the intruder did not know that it was that floor that was where the actor was living. So that's where he and his family live. So his wife is also an A-lister. They have two young children, And so what happened was, he went into the bungalow apartment, and he got caught by like the nanny because he was in one of the kids' rooms. And so they alerted Saif, and he went in, and it was something to do with like maybe there was like a he was trying to like kidnap the son.
Oh my gosh! Ransom.
And so he got them out. You know, he kind of like got them out, and then he got into a fight with the intruder, and he got stabbed 6 times.
My God, this is...
He got stabbed, like, in his neck. Yeah, he got stabbed. And he got, like, the knife, like, was... They stabbed him in the back, like, on his spine and stuff. So they got him to the hospital. They performed surgery. They got the knife out. And now he's, like, in a stable condition. But it was, like, a really scary thing because, you know, these are A-listers, you know. Everyone knows where everyone lives because the paparazzi, like, follow them everywhere. And... this intruder just, you know, he got so lucky that none of the wounds, like, really, you know, hit, like, vital organs or whatnot. And they were smart enough not to take the knife out. And so, you know, it's been crazy. There's been a lot of things coming out. But ultimately, he is safe. So Saif is safe. And it's just been a very scary thing. At least that kind of shook up the Bollywood world because... Some have more security than others, and it seems like maybe he was maybe this building wasn't as secure as they thought. And the good thing is, like, you know, he was able to protect his family and all that. But yeah, it was pretty crazy thing happening in Bollywood as of this week.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty scary, even for anybody. That, I mean, when you live on the 11th floor and you have security and somebody's still able to break in, that's very alarming. But, you know, then again, he is a high-profile actor, but not to make things too light of it, but I wonder if the action scene was better than in movies. Did they break out in song and dance?
I know, fighting? Right? It's probably going to be like part of a movie now. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's probably going to have a biopic after this, like surviving the incident. I wonder what happened. So what happened to the suspect? Did he get away? Did he get beat up?
They got away, and then yesterday they had found someone, but it wasn't him. And so today they found the guy who they say is allegedly him, and that's where he said he didn't know that it was his home. He just broke in and ended up on the 11th floor.
Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. There's like conspiracy theories already coming out and all this stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, something bad happened, and thankfully, like, everyone is relatively safe. Like, his wife and the kids, they went to her sister's house, and he's in a stable condition and all that. So, it's been crazy.
I'm pretty sure the whole Bollywood community is shook by that. That's pretty scary. His poor wife, too. Speaking of wives, I'm seeing here that Jessica Simpson and Jessica Alba are both separating from their husbands. What is that about?
Yeah. First, Jessica Alba, the news came out that she's going to, her and Cash Warren are separating, getting a divorce. And then a few days later, it came out that Jessica Simpson and her husband are also separating and getting a divorce. So it is a time of change, and you know, they've been married a really long time.
Jessica Alba's been married to her husband for like forever in Hollywood times. Yeah. And what about Jessica Simpson? You know what? I remember when Jessica Simpson got married because I think it's been long enough that I can disclose this. I was never bound to an NDA, but when I was working for an eyewear company, she was one of my client and my accounts. And I remember having to clean, I don't know, something like 300 to 600 pairs of sunglasses with her brand on it that she was going to give away at her wedding. So I wonder if it was to this guy. That must have been like over 10 years ago.
It would have been that wedding because she didn't have the Jessica Simpson brand when she first got married to Nick Lachey.
Yeah, definitely not to Nick Lachey. Yeah. So that must have been that wedding. Yeah. I remember that was such a pain because like we had to painstakingly clean each and every sunglass. Like we had to have it made, ship it to her office, clean it one by one, ship it to her in pristine order, and we heard that it wasn't even used at the wedding after all that.
Wow.
But, oh, well, that's so sad.
Yeah, so Jessicas are having a news week.
I see that. 'Tis the season of new husbands for the Jessicas.
You know, it may be some better ones. You know, Jessica Simpson's kind of was like a loser. And then Cash Warren. I mean, I'm surprised. Like I was telling our producer before we started recording, I'm surprised they lasted this long because, one, they only got married. They only got married because, you know, she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then there have been a lot of cheating, like, rumors and all that from his end. Mm. So, good riddance. You know, she has a $1 billion company. She doesn't really need him. She can go live solo and get herself, like, a really young boy toy.
Exactly. Just, she needs to do her own thing. Speaking of, since Jessica Simpson, you mentioned Jessica Simpson just earned like $1 billion or something in with her company. There's this Japanese man earning $80,000 a year for doing nothing. Have you heard about that? I think I've heard about this. Like, I'm just looking at this from one of Albert's articles, because of course I'm not ready for, you know, having my own my own story. But it's about this one guy that just shows up to do nothing except what he's asked to do, except sex. Like, basically, like, he just sits there just to, like, maybe sit with somebody or eat with somebody or take a train with somebody. Just basically, like, to be kind of like a body double or like a buddy to do something with. Like, you know, when you have like your close friends that you can just like chill on a couch and like literally do nothing, and you just veg out at home and just kind of be there with each other without, like, you don't need to talk to each other. I guess, like, loneliness has become such an issue in Japan that they're starting to hire people for this. And this guy apparently has made $80,000 doing this last year. And apparently he also introduced the pay-as-you-wish model late last year. Because I guess he started feeling bad for his clients or whatever. And maybe making it more accessible to whoever needs these kinds of, companionship, so to speak, where, you know, you can just ride with somebody on a train or, like, do some together. I don't know. I mean, great for him. Heck, I would love to just be, like, a professional friend or, you know, not that I wouldn't want to just be a friend, but, like, you know, it'd be nice to also be a professional friend and, like, be a companion, but also, like, I guess as a guy, maybe it's safer for him, whereas for women, I don't know. How would you feel about doing something like this? Like, I feel like it might not be the same effect for women because, you know, how, you know, safety, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, women are never actually safe. Like, kind of like in Woman of the Hour, that movie where, you know, we always have to put on a smile. But apparently it's, like, really working for him. I think, it's not just about loneliness. Maybe it's just about, you know, people who just might be socially awkward and maybe they just want to, you know, learn some social cues or just practice social cues with somebody that they won't have to continue feeling awkward around. Oh, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I love it. If I could get paid to be your errand friend or, like, just hanging out, hell yeah, I will absolutely do that. You know, I have no qualms about having that as a profession, so I would be up for it. If anybody would be like, hey, I want to be more social, I will pay you to hang out with me and help my social skills. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I read a book that was like this, you know, like, the guy was this rich guy who's like, I'm not really good at making social connections and I feel really relaxed with you, so can I pay you and you will teach me your, like, how to do teach this with other people? And I'm like, I would absolutely, you know, do that.
Honestly, like, ever since, like, I've just been home pretty much, like, for the past, what's it been now, over a year? Just, you know, working from home and, like, being home. Like, I have to be honest, like, I'm learning that you can lose your social adeptness to, like, being in crowds or being in certain parties. Like, it is an exercise. It is, like, something, maybe it's more natural for some people, but I found out just in this past year that it's not actually as natural to me as I thought it was. I think at some point I just got so used to being around people that I became kind of more natural at it. But then as I kind of withdrew, not really like withdrew, but like just was forced to stay home last few years and, you know, working from home and stuff, like I'm learning like, oh crap, like there's times when there's this part of my brain that doesn't turn on when, you know, there's a party that I have to go to, or there's a social situation that I have to go to. And it takes some time for my brain to like wake up and go, oh, hey, no, this is what you do when you have to socialize with somebody. So like, if you can pay somebody just to like, kind of keep that part of yourself active, where you're practicing your social cues and stuff with somebody that you don't have to necessarily burden. Like if your friends are busy, then you can't bother them. You can just hire somebody to kind of help you out with that. Kind of like a gym trainer, right? Like, if you don't have a running buddy, or if you don't have a gym buddy, then you hire a trainer. So that's just how I see it.
I think it's great. Anybody wants to hire me, I'm available.
For real. We're a really good friend.
Yeah.
To each other, and we can be good friends to other people, especially those who pay.
Exactly. I'll do it. So just give me a call.
Let's do it.
This is just a great side hustle, you know? I mean, there's a job for everything. There literally is. Like, I want to be that. I would love to be a rent-for-hire bridesmaid.
Dude, I would love to do that. I already have such a huge resume for bridesmaiding. Like, it's not even funny. But for some reason, like, the only website that I know that does that, they're not hiring. I guess, you know, it's like an in-demand type of job. But it's not as easy. It's like, it seems like it's like right there. But then when you actually advertise yourself, it's like, where are all these people that so-called need it? Like, hello, I'm here. I want to be hired.
I'm
going to
put myself on Fiverr or something. Be like, hire me. I will be your bridesmaid. I will pretend we've been friends since like college. Like, oh, I will step 100%. In and be your girl. So again, PSA, you need that, give us a call. We are here to help.
Or your bus buddy, or your grocery buddy, your Target run buddy. Whatever you need.
Oh my God, please. I would love that to be my job.
We should start that.
I know. Rent a friend. East Coast, West Coast edition.
Oh, there you go. We already got companies going and we got locations.
No. I think we got a business idea.
There you go. And that's what's up. Oh, wait. Did you want to close that one?
Oh, no. You're good.
Okay.
You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage, or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatwheres.com. Rate us on Spotify Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and YouTube. Before we wrap things up,
Anna, what do you want for Valentine's Day? Well, I mean, if your Valentine could be anybody, hypothetical, are you like a flowers girl? Are you like a box of heart chocolates girl? Mm-hmm. Are you like bring me a puppy or a kitten kind of girl? Or like an extravagant dinner. Right or wrong answers.
I would like a steak dinner.
Oh, steak dinners. Steak dinners would be, would hit the mark.
And chocolates. I like a box of chocolates. I think one time I did get a box of chocolates from a hookup. And I'm like, sir, this is just a hookup. But he got me a box of chocolates because we were hooking up on Valentine's Day weekend. Or like the week. I'm like, that was really nice, but I kept leaving it behind because it was like a 5-day hookup kind of thing. And so like he kept giving it back to me. I'm like, no. And then
was it good chocolates?
It was good. Yeah, they were not that. They were like the drugstore ones, which I'm not gonna hate on those. I like those.
Okay.
Like, it was so funny because I kept leaving it behind, and he kept saying like, no, I bought these for you. I'm like, this is really weird because it's just a hookup. Do you like not understand what it means when it's a hookup? There are no emotions involved in this.
There's
hookup.
No gifts, no strings.
It's
whatsoever.
Just physical. But he got me a box of chocolates. I'm like, all right. That was nice.
Thoughtful. Okay.
Yeah, it was very
thoughtful. And the fact that he kept on trying to insist hey, don't forget.
And I was like, no, I don't want these. But I did end up taking them home. I ate them. But, yeah, steak dinner, And chocolates. Ooh, ooh, and champagne, please.
Ooh, must, yeah. must. Yeah. Yeah. You must have that. Or like a good Prosecco. Yeah. Like for me, yeah, definitely dinner. I don't want flowers because I'm allergic. They're pretty. Unless you get me like either, no, dried ones don't work either because they collect dust and I'm allergic too. Like something tangible that I can actually keep as a keepsake, like thoughtful. But a dinner, like a nice dinner will do. In a good time, like something unique. Definitely no flowers.
Yeah.
But chocolates, it's fine. Like I can do without the chocolates because like I'm very picky and like I can buy my own chocolates, but a good time and dinner. Yeah, but very simple. Just it's the thought that counts.
There you go. Alice has some things, some planning to do. What's your like favorite Valentine's Day gift that you've got?
So here's the thing, right? So like, we've been together for 10 years. We didn't really take Valentine's Day so seriously because like we're the kind of people that we gift each other things like throughout the year. Like,
yeah,
no specific birthday, no specific Christmas or New Year's gifts, no specific Valentine's or like whatever. Like we just kind of like go out and do whatever. But I guess if I had to pick a favorite, not so specific gift.
Experience?
Gift or experience? Experience. It was over Labor Day weekend, so I don't even know if that count, but it was pretty romantic because we went to, this was like in 20, I think it was 2016. We went to Montreal and that was like quite a magical weekend. Like it was super nice. I'd never been to Canada at that point in all my 30 something years that I've lived on this planet. Up until that point, we drove up, we rented a nice car. We drove up, and just spent the weekend, a long weekend in Montreal. And that was actually beautiful. Like I think if that were put on a weekend, like Valentine's Day weekend, we would have been miserable because it would have been cold as like today, for example, here in New York, it's snowing. So I can't even imagine what it's like in Canada right now. But yeah, that was like one of the best. And I mean, we've had a lot of amazing travel stories and, you know, gone a lot of different places, but I think that was like pretty special.
See, that's the thing. I would rather celebrate Valentine's Day afterwards because one, the candy is on clearance.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like, I remember P.F. Chang's, back in the day, they used to have, like, a Valentine's Day, like, menu, like, a thing. And they still had it after Valentine's Day. So I'm like, yeah. You can go on and not, like, worried about reservations or whatnot. Exactly. Like, you stay home and then go celebrate, like, the weekend after because everything's more expensive during that week. Anyways.
Yeah. So. Flowers, chocolates, reservations are full, you name it. Yeah. Like, it could be, you could celebrate love any day of the year.
Exactly. So, but I do like one day, like when I have a boyfriend or like a husband, when I have a husband,
I just arrange it.
Yeah, someone arrange a husband for me. I would like to have like an actual Valentine's Day celebration at least once because every time I have been in a relationship, it has been like before or after Valentine's Day. So I would really like to have one cheesy Valentine's Day celebration and then that's it, no more. Do not like I will be like, go return those and get them when they're on clearance.
That would work.
Hey, I'm good with like saving a few bucks, you know.
Hey, I mean, why not? Again, you know, if you can get that same dinner for like 20%, 25% off, 20% off or whatever the following weekend, why not? It could be just as magical. It could be just as romantic and with less people and with less hype. I feel like it's the hype that ruins the romance sometimes. Because like when everybody's doing the same thing, it's like, okay, then you're hyping yourself up for, you know, the same romantic experience. But then it's like, it gets ruined because like people are stressed out. People are stressing about the day itself. People are stressing about like things that are running out because it's in demand. But if you do it in your own time, it could be just as romantic, if not more.
I agree. So Listeners, wait a couple days.
Yeah. Just make kidding. That reservation a couple of days late or before. It doesn't have to be on the day of. Just thought that counts.
If you're going to do it, that's totally fine. Enjoy, have fun, and just celebrate love.
Yeah, and it could be, it doesn't even have to be with your partner, it could be with a girlfriend. And I swear, if we were in San Diego and if Mr. Ellis was off to work, you know, on if he had to work on Valentine's Day, we would have gone and had our own dinner.
Totally.
We would have had so much fun.
They're like, Ellis, who? I'm sorry.
We would have had strawberries in our champagne. We would have had beautiful steaks. We would have dressed up. We would have gotten our makeup did and looked really pretty for each other and done fun things. And yeah.
Ugh. It would have been so fun.
If we only we were on the same coast.
If only. Well, we'll celebrate it virtually.
Yes. Oh, we can do that too.
We can. this was episode 837 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who, What, Where's Why production.
Yeah, we did
it. For bathroom breaks.
I think you need a cough break at this point.
Oh my God. I took another cough drop and it finally calmed it down.
Oh, good.